The middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, towards the end of Hilchas Erevin Chatzeiros and Shetuvim Mevayis, on the bottom of page 520, Reish Samach Mebeis, Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet, Sveik Erev Madina. What's Allah in a doubtful Erev? But give us even there's three paragraphs. Says Mechabes, Sveik Erev, a doubt regarding the Erev. Kugoyin, Safik Emoy Kayin Benesh Mashas, you're not sure, was it around, was it intact by twilight Imlab, if not, which is the time when the Erev takes effect. Mutter is permitted. As long as I had a presumption of validity beforehand, where you had put a debate, and then a doubt happened regarding it. But let's say never had a presumed state of viability beforehand. As you continue to doubt, you're not sure if it's ever placed there in the first place, then it's not going to be valid. There's a doubt of Erev, for example, Safik Amoy Kain Ben Ashmaster, you're not sure if it was deer by Ben Ashmaster, it's limb. What it means to say is Shenechel, that it was eaten, or Nisra for Erev, or the Erev was burnt. You don't know if this was Koyin Mishachel Ben Ashmaster, whether this was before Ben Ashmaster started, or Shoy Kain Bizman Ben Ashmaster, or was intact by Ben Ashmaster. Which a Sharatin Isaal says, because if you would know that one moment the Erev was there after it already started the time of Ben Ashmaster, then even if he knows definitely that right away was burnt, it would still be kosher, as we said. And Shin Samach Gimel says the Prisha Sivkot and Beis, but this is about a Cheskas Kashas. But if it didn't, for example, Kogoyin Sofik Imhunach Bechulu, you're not sure it was put there. If not, now after Pasuk Lalo, although we ruled earlier, B'Simach Shin Samach Gimel or B'Simach Shin Samach Alf, the Ma'arvim Erev Chatzeis Benesh Mashas, you're allowed to make Erev Chatzeis by Benesh Mashas. The Ein Lecheskas Kashas, where there is no presumption of validity, Al Kach Tzachlam, what you have to say is the Sofik Imhunach Klal. You're not sure if it was put at all over here. That's Gor Tfei. That's worse. There's, you're not sure, it's Benish Mashas, but you're not sure if that's there or not. Okay, that's valid, but you're not sure if you put it all. If you put for Shetub Mevois, Basel Shal Sovik Trey for meat of, like, you're not sure if it's kosher, in Erev, there's not an Erev, there's not a Kasovik Munach. That's like the doubt if you ever put there, because it might not be kosher. It has to be able to be eaten. Become to be eaten, Suda Ruhab Mevoidim, also has to be a meal that's fit from before Shabbos, which is not. By Berlacha and Dev Maschel Avil. Now, Sharatin Aizdal says, Rivachat says that wouldn't apply, because that's Dafka by bread, as we said in Shin Samach Lov. Sibbeis, but so she erev ben ashmashes. The erev has to be by twilight, b'makom shador litlo, in the place that's fit to take it. Hukach there from nafal of gal. If a pile of rubble falls on it, when yoch litlo b'lemor v'chatzin, it cannot be taken without a hoe or a shovel. Also, it's forbidden. Hagas says Ramah, the erev ben tzoch en tzoch liyiskam. Now the erev does not have to remain intact. Rak ben ashmashes, only by twilight, says the Torah. Be'yoch la'achle b'shabbat ha'chashicha, you could eat it when it's definitely dark already. That's the course of Shri, and the Mordechai perikom arvin. Says Ramah, for the v'yeshla b'tzayla b'shachas b'shabbas, the menhagim is brought that one should make hamoitzi on it by the Shabbos morning meal. Redavke b'mokam shnoigim la'orev kol erev Shabbos. Now that's specifically in the place where the minhag is to make erev every erev Shabbos. Of all the tvei, but really what's better is la'orev kol lashon b'pamachas, to make erev for the whole year once a year. Kedalei, like I said previously, simishin zemeches. That's from the Beis Yosef. Says the Mishnah Sivkot and Gimel. The erev has to be available, but if it falls on that a pile and that you can't access it, Sivkot and Gimel b'lemor v'chatzin without a shovel or a hoe, also it's forbidden. Of the main sarach l'mor v'chatzin, but if you don't need a shovel, el talta muktzah, you just have to move muktzah l'gozel of benish mashas b'lot muktzah. They did not make the exer benish mashas, which only rabbinic, which goes to the sim rein shamachalf. Then it's okay. Sivkot and Dal. And the Erev, if you make it every week, should be eaten Meshachas, Meshabbos, Shabbos morning. Atam, the reason is, Hilvis Avid Bachad Mitzah. Since one mitzah was done with it, that you made an Erev with it, which is a mitzah, not so many mitzah cheres, you do another mitzah with it. Even if you could eat it by the Friday night meal, canal, it was mentioned before. However, it's better to make a mitzvah in it on Shabbos in the morning, because sometimes people eat early on Friday night, like that's what's called early Shabbos, before it gets dark, and then that would be a problem because it wouldn't be a ram ben ashmash. To avoid the problem, it's always better to just do a Shabbos morning meal. Sivkot and hay, and this is only if you make erev every week. But it's better to do it once a year, because they might forget one time Erev Shabbos and making the Erev. Therefore, brings the diary writes the name of the Chorin, that it's better to make Erev every Shabbos, because most times the matzah of the Erev gets ruined and gets moldy from being there the whole year. It also happens that as time passes on, that it gets wormy and it's not a valid Erev anymore. Sivkot and Vav. But it's better to make the Erev, we said, for the whole year, but pamachas in one time. Boyfin said, in such a case, Kishnachal Ruva b'Shabbos, if the Erev is eaten on Shabbos, in the Mutter Rekla Yisra Shabbos, then the Erev is only Mutter for that Shabbos, up the Shabbos above, but not for the next Shabbos, because it was eaten already. Siv Gimel. The son of Bemigdal, if it was put into a closet, a tower, Benol Befonav, and it was locked in front of him, and the key was lost before it got dark. If you can't get the Erev out, unless you have to do a full-fledged malacha by twilight, it's like it's lost, it's not an Erev, because you can't eat it, because you can't access it. Says the Mishpura Sipkat and Zambi Migdal, it's put into a closet shalbin of a structure, or a filled by metal, even that's movable, like a large closet, like a large box that contains an area of 40 saw, that demolishing it would have a problem, mysterious old deraisa, of destroying a oil of a tent that's biblical, like it's brought in Simish and Yudal. So, but if it's not, then it wouldn't have this flaw. And the key is lost. Now, specifically, it's lost from where it was put. And you don't know where it is. But if it's placed in its place, he just forgot where he put it. It is it happens that people remember. It's a Rashman and their Chedushim. Sivkot and Tess. It was lost before it got dark. Before the time of twilight, meaning in the beginning of when twilight was starting, it was already lost from him. The Sharat Sinai Zion says, because if it was by Benesh Masha itself, that's brought in Shin Sama Gimel, Siv Gimel, that if it was eaten, it is going to be valid air if it was there by the beginning of Benesh Masha, as the one that going to Prima Gun. Siv Katan Yud. And the only way to access it would be you would have to do a malacha gemura, a full-fledged malacha. Like, for example, you have to smash the closet or the door, shishpa mishum mysterious oil, where that's malacha of demolishing an oil. Which is sharatin, ois, cheses, look at be halacha, the mask malacha. And if the lock was tied with a rope, it's obvious in the gemara, and according to the way Rashi explains it with it, that there's no issa deraisa by undoing it, and therefore then there would be an erev. Sivkot Yud Aleph, because you can't be able to la'achli to eat it. Now, v'nimtza maftech b'Shabbos, if you end up finding the key on Shabbos, so if it's b'makom shocha l'viyay, b'le melacha d'araisa, if it's a place that you could bring it without doing a melacha d'araisa, shlohi mavsik v'shos rabim bein makom sh'nimtza maftech l'bein ha'megdol, that you wouldn't be crossing through a public domain between where you found the key and where the closet is. Which the Sharatin Ois Tess says, now even though that in Shusaram you could transport a less than 4 amas at a time, such a drabbanon they did not permit in the situation of making air, but it's brought in Simitop Tess, look over there in Achrayim. I look at there as the Achrayim say. So says the Mishmura, in that case, if there's no Shusaram, have an air, it is an air. If Avpish Lo Yibi Yodabi Nishmash, even though it wasn't in his hand by twilight, which the Sharatin Ois Yud says, and the field, which the Carmel is, where the carrying is only midrabanan, they weren't gezer ben hashmashes. And this is mentioned in the Gemara to say it's forbidden in the field. That's not like Rabbi. The Torah quotes like Lashon the Gemara to say it's forbidden even in the field. Al Rabbi de Maimotcha, they write that his reason is because he holds that an erev chatzer is not considered dvar mitzvah, which is a wonder because the Torah himself paskins when a pile falls on it of rubble, it's not forbidden only specifically when you need to have a shovel or a hoe. And his reason is because he holds like Rebbe that they weren't guys on the Shavas Ben Hashmashas. Obviously, he holds the Rebbe Chatzis is also a mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to do it Ben Hashmashas, as the Vilna Gaon writes. Now, Lalocha, there's no nafkamina, because Lalocha, the Achrenim come out like Tashit Zerambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Eli Rabbin, the Maimotcha. The Mishmur says further, now, even though the key wasn't, he didn't have the key by Ben Hashmashas, but Kimin Shematzah is Achakach, because since ultimately he found it afterwards, we consider as if it was in the San Shematzah, it's very common that the person will ultimately find it. The Vimaschal of Lohoy Lecheskes Kashras, if he didn't have a Cheskes Kashras, which the Mishabura was Mitzayan to this, so look at Be'agra, and the sources from this that we see in Erev Neflam above. But if you make Eirav Truma, it's Safik Tahira, even though there is someone regarding Eirav Truman, he holds that the same thing is regarding Eirav Chatzesu. He says you should know that this halacha is not such a clear halacha, because many Rishonim that they disagree in this, Rabbi and Temper, and Chanan, let's run Shabbos, Tav Lamadal, and Taisis, they hold up that this teaching of Rabbi Yisi is specifically regarding Eirav Truma, but not regarding Eirav Chatzesu. Regarding this, that even if it's Safik Tahira, Safik Tamei, it's Kosher, and also when they're on the Mordechai, it sounds like also like this, and that's obviously explicit when the Ritva, the Eirav Chatzesu, it is Kosher by Safik Truma, if it's Tahira or Tamei, and the same thing would be if you're not sure if you put it there or not, that actually it would be molina. The maschel biyuchel achel bekeshvadik chashecha, you could eat the air when it's definitely dark. Now, even though previously in Simon Shin Sadigim Mosav Gimel, he paskin that if it's eaten by Ben Ashmashas, it's still an air of there, it's regarding by the Evid. Look at Chila, it's not worthy to enter himself even into a Sufik Rabbanon. And this will lean in Siv Beis over there to put it like a Chil by Ben Ashmash. That's also talking about where he was delayed and he didn't put it beforehand. And we qualify this regarding Rebbe Chatzeus, which is more lenient than Rebbe Tchumen, like over the Yevit. Like a Chil, for sure, it's a mitzvah to put it over there before Ben Ashmash, as the Magid Ram writes in Simri Shamach Siv Katan Gimel. In the Mask Malacha Gemura, that the only way to access it would be Malacha Gemura Ben Ashmash, that's not going to be a valid Erev. This is the Lashon the Rambam. And he omits the sugya in Eirav Lamadal that says forbidden even by a tower of organized bricks without any cement, where it's only Isser Rabbanon, where he explains that the sugya over there is not like Rebbe, the way Tosfos writes over there, and according to Rebbe, anything that's Asur and Rabbanon, they were not Gezi Ben Ashmashes, and it's not Asur only by a tower of a binyan, or of wood that is 40 saw, like we mentioned, that is Malacha Gemur, we're demolishing it. The Torah quotes the Gemara to say it's forbidden even with a tower of organized bricks, and even Meir Tchumen sounds like that he holds like this, which he's been saying some tough test to his words over here, and even Meir Tchumen is Latzarech Mitzvah according to everyone. It seems that he explains the way the Ritva writes that the sugya is even according to Rebbe, and because the organized bricks is a shvus, it's the one that's close to the rice, because it's similar to demolishing a binyan. That's a common sound writes, but the Rashman is Chedushim, and the Kodesh writes, like the Shizur Rambam, the way the Taisa writes, which is not like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, we hold like him that it's not also only by a full fledged binyan. That's what seems in Rabbi Magid, Perek Vav. It just says, Mishabir Alocha, Tzarch Ian, requires further analysis, which Malacha Gemur is Shayach, even by binyan Gam, because Bin HaTorah, you're not Shayach only when you're demolishing with the intention of rebuilding. And but if not intending to rebuild, it's only considered destructive. So maybe this is considered because you need this stira, because the air that's placed inside of it, like in Meshaburo and Shin Mem, regarding tearing a letter and the Bialoch over there, or because it's a Rabbanon that's close to their Isa, because at least it's demolishing a full-fledged structure, and therefore they were geyser regarding it, like when you put it puts an Erev on a reed, or by a shvus that's less than Dalet Amos, has brought in some tough tests. And more than this, the opinion of the Ritva is even by organized bricks, which is a shvus that's covered with the Raisa, which is similar to Steer's bin, like we said. Bal Karchach, you have to resolve in one of the two ways, because Mukhach and the Sugya, that literally Seisr is not an Erev, it's only by undoing the rope that they were in Geiza. Some of the Dirshu number. Number one, we said since one mitzvah was done with it, so you eat it for the Shabbos Suda. For this reason, writes the Taz in Tov Kof Chof Zayin, that you should protect the bread of the Erev and keep it for the Lechem Mishnah of the Suda's Friday night and Shabbos morning Suda, and make a moitzi on it for Shalosh Shudas. Dish number two. Even though you could eat it Friday night, you should eat it the Shabbos day meal. That's what the Kavach Haim brings from the Shaar Kabbanis, that the Rizal was knowing every Erev Shabbos to make Erev Chatzeres on one bread, and Shetuf Mavais on a different bread. And they would make a Maitzi on the Friday night meal on the bread of Shetuf Mavais. On the Shabbos morning meal, you would make it on the bread of the Erev Chatzeres. Dish number three, if a person gets the bread of the Erev after he already made a Maitzi, the Kavach Haim writes, he should eat it during the continuation of the meal, because the whole meal is a mitzvah. Dish number five, if he doesn't know where it is, that's okay. According to this, if the Arab is in the house of one of the neighbors, and the owner left from his house, and there's no way to get into his house, only if you break down the door, in the Kovitz based Talmud Loi Ra, he writes the name of the Abbezin of Papa, that's not an Arab. And even if it's possible to break the door in a way that is only Isser Rabbanon, still, at least, because of the Isser Mazik of destroying, of damaging, you know, I'll break the door, so you can't take the air, it's not going to be effective. There's number six. Even if Bein HaShemashas, you're allowed to really tell a non-Jew to do a malacha that's even with the rest of Tzorech Shabbos, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamechav Sevav, the Nishmazodim writes, regarding an Erev, that's not considered that it's fit to take it through Israel Rabbanim, because you have to be concerned that at times there's not going to be a non-Jew there, and even so he's going to come to rely on the Erev, and therefore, even there is a non-Jew in front of us, we say we don't differentiate, and they consider like it's a deraisa. Now, if he puts the bread of the Erev in the house that it's is found out of the Erev, Taz writes that even though that through Isser Rabbanon they could bring to him the bread, it's not an Erev. And the reason for this, he writes, because the Ikar Sefar of Erev Chatzeris is that through the putting of the Erev, it's considered as if the old living in that house where you put the bread. And all the Chatzeris are belonging to this house. So therefore, in such a case, you don't say that since it was permitted by Benesh Moshe to carry it, since they weren't grazer on the Shavuot Benesh Moshe, the Erev should take effect, because you need to have that old Shabbos, it's possible to take the Erev to the Chatzeris, and the Shabbos, that is Usr, that Isser Rabbanon, even the Tzorech Mitzvah. Now, when you can get to the Erev by violating a malacha that Issa is midrabanan, that the Erev takes effect because they weren't guys on the Shvatz ben Hashmash, the Beseisu asks, because that's only Latzarech Mitzah, that they weren't guys on the Shvatz ben Hashmash, with Rambam Paskins and Perigvah Mechaz Erevin. However, Erev Tchumin, you're not my Arab only for Latzarech Mitzah, but Erev Chatzer should do for the Mabayz, my Arab even for the Varashos, for something optional. If that's the case, why did they permit to be Eber Israbanan ben Hashmash? And the answer that's possible, that since if you're not going to make an Erev, it's vulnerable to come to carry be Isser, and when you make an Erev, it separates from Isser. This is also considered as a mitzvah. He also answered that it's considered as a shas hatrak, that also over here, they permitted a shvus b'rin ha-shmash as brought in the Rambam. Dish number 7, even according to the Pinchas Nish, that it comes out like the Shitz Rajman in Ritva, that the Issa to carry from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Yochad through Rishus Rambam is only Rabbanan. However, they did not permit this Issa the Rabbanan by b'rin ha-shmash because it is close to Issa the Raisa as brought in the Chedush Rajba and in the Avodah HaKadosh.